That's it? Just, okay. Pleasure to be here again today, June 5th, and our remaining fourth session. And although there is a lot to do, we are limited in time, I know, because of the buses leaving very soon, about at 9:30 or so. In this, the last session, we hope to review the Mishneh Berach, the Mevarchim HaChodesh, and the rest of what we have over here on your last sheets that we just gave out. Part 3 is from until what we've had until this point, but we will need Part 3 for the Mevarchim HaChodesh. And Part 4 is Tikkat HaShavuos and of Yom HaShavuos. Hopefully we'll get to it. It's Part 4, okay? Part 3? It's Part 2. No more Part 3. Wow. This could be a problem. You have Part 3, okay. Anybody else need a Part 3? There's a Part 3 here. Okay. Part 3. I don't know what happened to all the Part 3s. Alright, you're looking together. Whoever needs any extra material, please be in contact with us and we'll do this afterwards. Yeah, what do you need?
For today,
yeah. I'm looking, I don't have any more. I don't know why. Let me give it another quick look. Doesn't make any sense. Part 1. No. All right. We'll get other Part 3s for those who need them. Just contact our office. You know, email us. It's bellschool@aol.com, and I'll be more than happy to provide you with part 3. All right. I believe when I was here several weeks ago, we did the Mishneh Berach, but I'd like to go over it again. Many people today don't merely begin from B'chol Mishneh Oskin, they begin from Mishneh Berach. And to do it, it should be done the proper way. There's a mode, which you know, the mode is based on the Nusach of the scale. And the mode, we try to be true to the mode of Mishneh Berach. Not the entire Mishneh Berach prayer, but the Mishneh Berach mode is as follows. And I mentioned several weeks ago, it's based on the song. There are not too many songs that you hear today in the Mishneh Berach mode. Everyone knows that. That's the Mishneh Berach mode. And it produces the Baal Tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur. When he uses the Mishneh Berach mode, he produces that much more emotion in the prayer. And it gives it so much more flavor and impetus and creates that much more emotion for the people who are davening the Mispaldim. So there are certain philos, for instance, Yom Nerayim, Haven Yakirli, which are very often done by Chazonim and Bali Tfila in that mode of Mishneh Berach mode. So, it does not begin in the Mishneh Berach mode. You may remember it from last time. It's on page, there's no page here. It's Mishneh Berach in Part 3. It's one among the early pages. After page 2. Right. What's that?
It's on end of part 2.
Okay, correct. Last page of part 2. Okay. So. Mi Sheberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov. Let's try
try that together.
Mi shever.
The traditional phrase over here is
Yevorech es kol hakohol hakodosh hazeh im kol kihilos hakodesh.
Together.
Hakodosh hazeh im kol kihilos Munishayhem, Uvenehem, Uvenosehem, together. Vehechol Asheloh, together. Asher Vehechol, Genechol.
Now, from this point until the Chol Mishi Oskim, you're going to be going into the Mishi Berach mode.
Uho Mishi Meyachadim Botech Neisiyos Nisifilo.
Everyone together.
Sheboim besolchom lehispale
together.
Omi sheboim shenosenim nenamor
together.
V'yahin l'kiddush u'l'havdolo
together.
U'fas l'orchim u'sidokol v'aniyim. U'fas
then back into the regular minor scale.
V'chol mi she'osekim b'sorchei tzibur v'emunot
together.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishalem secharon
together.
Yemehem kol machalo,
everyone.
V'yirpol lechol gufol,
together.
V'yislach lechol avono,
together.
Yishlach barocho v'hatzlocho v'chol ma'asei yedeihem
together.
Yishlach im kol Yisrael achayhem v'nomar omei
together. This is not for chazonim, this is for balei tefillah. So every balei tefillah should be able to do the chazon daven a little bit much more elaborately. This is really for balei tefillah. So you have to remember that there's a mode here called the Mishe Berach mode, also called Ukrainian Dorian, which I don't want to get into, which means it would be the minor scale but raised 4 and 6. Instead of doing this, scale is
da 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 da.
And it provides so much more emotion to the tefillah. So it embellishes, elaborates the tefillah. Okay. Yes.
What is more appropriate? To start with Mishberach or before
these? No, there's very often, I notice this tradition where I daven, where the Baal tefillah always begins from Mishberach. And I, for years, they would begin from B'chol Misha, or from Misha Miyachadim, Botech Nesios, it's Filah sometimes. And because it became a tradition where I daven, I said to myself, let me write a Misha Berach, and should be for the, you know, for people who are going to daven from Misha Berach, and it should be the Balabatish, and it should have the sound of Misha Berach with the mode of Misha Berach. Misha Berach mode, unlike other modes, like Fregish, Fregish is used for an entire Chazor Hashatz, Shachris and Musaf. While Misha Berach is like a passing mode. It's used just for embellishments. It's not used for an entire selection of a tefillah. It embellishes a tefillah just for a few pasuk and sometimes only one pasuk. Like I said, Haven Yaker Li Ephraim, and that's about it. Im Yel Shashu, and then it goes back into what we call the minor. So the Misha Berach mode embellishes it. And if you want to start from Misha Berach, you should use the Misha Berach mode. It's a good form for you to use, a good style for you to use, a good nusach for you to use in chanting Misha Berach. You could start from B'chol Mishi Oskim, whatever your tradition in the synagogue may be. I remember many Balei Tefillah would start from Moron Divishimaya before him. Moron Divishimaya, right? Whatever it might be. So that is Misha Berach. Of course, we didn't do it in Be'iyun, but you have the recording. I hope, hopefully, hope nothing happened to it, and you'll have it for posterity. You could read music. Very good. The next tefillah is the Hiratzon.
Of course. Yeah. The Baal tefillah with ending any part of the service, the Zimrah or any other part, is there a general rule for where he comes in?
Oh. You know, you have in the Siddurim where these what do you call asterisk marks where the chazan comes in. That's a good way of figuring it out. The last one or two verses, like Yochid Chei Ha'olamim Melech Mishaboch Mufarar, all right. Laman yizamecha chavod, b'fi yisharim tishalo. Now, by makhalo, some people start from lahodos lahalel, or shekein chovaz kol ha'isurim. Many people start yishtabach from the beginning, because the yishtabach is the ending bracha of psukei dezimra. So some people feel that you should start from yishtabach shimcho lo ad malkeinu. Furthermore, there are 15 lashonos of praise that are recited, Shiru Shvacha, Halel Bezimra, Oz U'Mashallah, and they should be done in not one breath, but in one phrase. So, and then Baruch Hosvah Da'os is the last of the 15 phrases. So, how could the Chazan begin from Baruch Hosvah Da'os, Me'atov V'Aralom? So, it's a very big question. It's a tradition that's up, Baruch Hosvah Da'os, Me'atov V'Aralom, right? Not the best way to do it, although we all do it. Some start from Yishtabach, some start from Ki L'chon No'eh, some start from Baruch Hosvah Da'os, some start from Baruch Ato Hashem. So, it's a good question. Sometimes there's a situation where I know people are in a hurry, they don't like to start from Yishtabach, but it's not a bad idea to start from Yishtabach. Then Kulam Ahuvim, or V'chulam Posim Esbihem, whichever the tradition, V'chulam Kablim Aleihem, or Chodosh, Amchadesh V'tuvah, whatever the case may be. I say the last one or two verses. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I know that the they're doing different things today. They say Ein Elokim Zul Osecha, right? Or they do the end of the first paragraph. It should be only because it precedes three words of the word of Klippet, when you release your tzitzis. So maybe that is the reason why they you say the dovah dovah kayam shmel kayam out loud, and then the emes shatu oshem elokeinu balakayev oseinu. It's a good question, you know. You know, we should do what the Sephardim do. They say everything out loud. Not easy for the Chazan. All right. So, but that's what the Sephardim do. All right. Hiratzon. Hiratzon is very complicated sometimes. Why? All right. I don't want to get into my feeling about it too much. Except I just want to say one thing. I feel okay. I'll say it. I feel that there is a traditional chant for Yehi Ratzon. I don't say it's a Nusach B'Sinai. There are different ways. Some start in Fragish that Yehi Ratzon Milfonecho, and some do Yehi Ratzon Milfonecho, Halu Shemel. Okay. But I am against. What?
Not Exodus.
But no. But I am opposed to using an entire Yehi Ratzon for a melody. You could inject a melody here or there for Shvat Cheresh Aleinu or Shetehei Vono Havas Torah V'Yerushamayim, but to do the whole thing without
even an acceptable melody.
Yeah.
Not Exodus.
Okay. Right. You've heard Exodus?
I'm sorry?
You've heard Exodus?
Yeah. The upstairs heard it. We didn't.
Well, for today, maybe it's not so bad. Israeli
Exodus,
Day Parade is not a bad.
Exodus that got you here.
Yeah. All right, okay. But today it's not so bad. Today's the Israeli Day Parade, so maybe Exodus is proper. So we have here a Hiratzon, which is on the next page, in part three. And I'm just saying, it's a format, it's a way of doing it. I know where I daven, about a half a dozen people already have used this melody. And they've been successful, and it gives you the emotion of the prayer. As a child, and it's a long time ago, I remember that in certain shuls where I lived in Borough Park, when it came to Hiratzon, the people cried. Yeah. You know, it was a different word. You know, we're talking about Shadchan. You see, that Chaim Shel Shon, Chaim Shel Parnosa, Chaim Shel Tova. Their lives weren't so great, maybe. What's that? Yehi Ratzon's come from the Gemara. It's a Tfilas Rav,
right,
from the Gemara of Brachos, and was incorporated into the monthly Mevorchim Achodesh.
Yeah.
Right? Not too long ago, about 150 to 200 years ago.
As a matter of fact, Musaf Sfar says Beschus Tfilas Rav.
Okay, that's a big question. Beschus Tfilas Rav. Some say that's a mistake in the Siddur. There was a mistake. They meant to say, what?
Rabim is another.
No, they wanted to say Rav Gemara, I think Bizchus, I'm trying to remember what it was. It wasn't Bizchus Tfilas Rav. It just said, they quoted Rav in the Gemara.
Yeah.
So they said Bizchus Tfilas Rav. I don't know if that's the. We don't have any bizchus of other tefillos. Rav wrote, by the way, Mel Malchios and Chonos and Shofros.
Yeah.
We have nothing about bizchus tefillos over there. All right, okay. So Yehi Ratzon Milfonecha, listen to it, and we'll take it from there. If you can incorporate in this into your tefillos on Shabbos Mevorchim, I think it would be a good idea. Yehi Ratzon Milfonecha. Adushem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu Shetechadesh Aleinu Es HaChodesh Hazeh L'tova V'liyivrocha. Simple. V'siten elonu chayim aruchim chayim shel shalom chayim shel tovah chayim shel berachah chayim shel parnosa. Chayim
shel chilutz atzomot chayim sheyesh bohem yirah shamayim v'yirascheh chayim sheyesh bohem busha uchelima chayim shel osher v'chava chayim shetehevanu ahavas Torah v'yirah shamayim chayim shimol u'mishalos libeinu l'tova omein sehelo.
Now, this is the way Balei Tefillah davened the past generation. Not Chazanim. Balei Tefillah.
No disrespect meant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It is beautiful. And what you all know with respect, thank you. The way you did it was very, very beautiful and very lovely. But there are other
Yes.
That are equally 100%. within the confines of what is considered to be
acceptable.
Acceptable.
I agree with you. This is just this. I can't bring all of them in one.
No,
I can't. I. This is what we call in the minor scale, and many people do. This Frankish.
Adoshem Elokeinu Veloke Avot Eshet Chadesh Olay.
Fine.
Pesach Chodesh Haz Tovah Beli.
That's fine. That's just, I'm just giving a derech of Yehi Ratzon.
Okay.
One derech. We can't do, you know, in our classes we do two, three of them. We're limited here. So we have to just show one derech of Yehi Ratzon. I thought this is the one that may be most acceptable. Now, again, a melody can be used. Many people use a
Shetehevonu Ahavas Torah V'yirashomayim.
So forth. You can incorporate a melody into the Hirat song, no problem. But I'm opposed to going through, although some of those melodies are gorgeous. A Keli Atov Yodeko is a beautiful melody, but to use the whole Keli Atov Yodeko for Yehi Ratzon, I can't see it. That's not Yehi Ratzon. That's not what I think should move the people to an emotional level of tefillah. So that's just my feeling. Let's go over it a little bit, just one time, together.
Yehi Ratzon Milafonecho Adoshem Elokeinu Velokei avosei Shidechadei sholeinu Pesach Yitova Velivro Besiten lonu Chayim aruchim Chayim shel shalom Chayim shel tova Chayim shel berocha Chayim shel parnosa Chayim shel chilutz atzonos Chayim sheyesh bohem Yirah shamayim v'yirah tzeh Chayim sheyesh bohem busha u'chelima Chayim shel osher v'chava Chayim shetehevanu ahavas Torah v'hirah shamayim. Chayim sheim olehu v'shalos libeinu letova. Amen.
Another nusach is Chayim Sheim Malei Hashem V'shalos Libeinu L'Tova, whichever is properly. I think the art scroll has what? Shimalu? Yeah, alright. And again, the tefillah is taken from Rav Gemara Brochos. I think it's in Zayin Omid Beis. Zayin Omid Beis. I know it's in the first parak, yeah. First parak of Brachos, yeah. Okay. Misha also Nisim. Okay, many melodies are sung. I know Kathy Goffin was here last week and he discussed melodies. Misha also Nisim is what we call the Hashem Moloch mode. What's the Hashem Moloch mode? You know, it's one thing about our davening. Moods change, the texts change, and because of that, the melody changes. So, sounds like a wrong scale, right? Major is. The majestic Hashem Moloch mode is in Misha Osanisim, is in Hashem Moloch mode, and so is Yichat Sheu. Other tefillos of Rosh, of Shabbos that are in this mode are Kabbalah Shabbos, Arboim Mishono Kud B'Dod, then later on, O Havei Hashem Sinuro, O Hashem Elokein Atonisam. Later on, you'll get to it pretty soon, hopefully. Kivodom Olei Olam. There's a nusach there, don't forget. I know you sing melodies. That's the nusach. Misha Osanisim is also, I don't say it's the same nusach, but it's in the same mode as therefore, if you're going to sing a melody, keep it in the mode of Hashem Moloch, or major, whatever the case may be, okay? And another point is that many people do, and it's correct, the quality, the concept of Me'inyana, the Gemara Lashon Me'inyana, meaning that related to the Inyan. Okay, so many people do the following on Rosh Chodesh, Mevorchem Chodesh Kislev. Fine. Lavos is fine. No problem. Or they do other things for perhaps during Yichat Sheu before Pesach. All right. Also, I will come to that also when we announce the Rosh Chodesh. The Nusach, pure Nusach, that's what I'm doing right now. I know Kate Goffin did a lot of congregational singing last week. Listen. In major. That's where you have the Hashem Moloch mode.
Amen.
I repeat, this is not for Chazonim. This is for Baalei Tefillah. The Baalei Tefillah of yesteryear would daven this way, in a very similar fashion. Listen again, phrase by phrase. Let's try to do it. Listen first. Misha osonisim elavo lavo hoseinu together. time we try to keep every word pronounced properly with the proper diktuk, proper pronunciation, and the proper accents. Okay? Together. Oigalo sono bikoro together. Bikabes nido heinu meyaba kanfo sohore together. Meyaba kanfo sohore. Haverim kol Yisrael v'nomar Amen. Together. Now the announcing of Rosh Chodesh on a regular Rosh Chodesh. We have Rosh Chodesh. What do we have over here? Rosh Chodesh Iyar, last month. Okay, all right. I'll show you something else by Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rosh Chodesh Iyar Yiyeh B'yom Rishon. Maybe it happened one year that way. U'B'yom Sheini Habo Leinu V'yal Kol Yisrael L'Tov. Very simple. Listen, let's together. Rosh Chodesh Iyar Yiyeh B'yom Rishon Yom Sheini Abol Einu V'Yakol. Again, to keep with the idea of Minyana, many Chazonim and Balei Tefila too would do the following, let's say by Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which we benched last Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Sivan Yiyeh B'yom Shishi Habo Oleinu V'yal Kol Yisrael L'Tovo. Akdamas. So it keeps you into the spirit, the theme or the spirit of what you're going to have during the month of Sivan. On the same token, Rosh Chodesh Well, Tisha B'Av, they do Yechashe. 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chassidim are very much against that. According to Chassidim, that's right. According to Chassidim, it's an Isur to bring any kind of a song of Avelus that connotates that gives you the feeling of Avelus. On any tefillah and Shabbos, so l'chododi they don't do according to the Elitzion or Yechatsheu.
Could we clear up now, because we're doing Rosh Chodesh, when we use Uvumachrasa?
Sunday.
Correct. Only after Shabbos. Yeah, the only time you should use Mocharoso is the day after Shabbos. To distinguish what Shabbos is according to what the Sunday is.
It's two separate weeks.
Yom Shabbos Kodesh, U'Mocharoso, B'Yom Rishon.
Right.
Yeah. Or B'Yom HaRishon. Some say B'Yom HaRishon, some B'Yom Rishon. Okay. Some do, by Elul, the following. Listen to this. Elul. Which really, we don't bench Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So Elul is already giving you the feeling of Yom Narayim. Rosh Chodesh Elul Kol Nidrei Yiyeh B'Yom Sheini U'B'Yom Shlishi Habo Aleinu V'Yal Kol Yisrael L'Tovo.
Nice.
You ever hear that?
No.
Okay. Give you the idea of a little bit of Kol Nidre and Ovo is a combination of different tefillos, different melodies of Yom Narayim. Be'inyona. That's what Be'inyona is a very, very important, related to the subject, very important concept in Nusach HaTfilah. So Yechatsheyu, also you could use many, I must tell you this, a melody for Yichat Sheh, which is very, very good, is... above of a march, for a wedding march. And why? Why is it so? Because it's in the Nusach. You feel the Nusach in the melody. Here's the Nusach. Yichad Sheh, the same opening phrase as the melody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oleinu V'al Kol Amo Beis Yisrael L'Chayim U'Lishalom L'Sason U'Lishimcha L'Yishuah U'Lenechama V'Nomar Amen. Again, the melody. People do that for everything. It could be used for Kedusha too. Musaf, not Shachas. Musaf Kedusha to Darischa and or to Kavodo, because it's in the mode of that particular tefillah. Yichad Sheyu, listen again. Let's try it together. Yichad Sheyu HaKadosh Baruch. This is a Nusach. Oleinu V'al Kol Amo Beis Yisrael L'chayim u'lishalom. Now into the mode of Hashem Olach. L'sason u'lishimcha L'yishuah u'lenechama V'nomar amen. Now, I don't know if it would, yes.
Is it supposed to be? Is it supposed to be like in a positive, in a major type of mode? This.
Yes.
And not the, because you know, if you grew up with Nusach Sfar, there's a lot more words.
Ah, yeah. Shvuos Tovos for the
major.
The Shvuos Tovos for the Shvuos Tovos. Never in major. How did you hear it?
Very serious. It was like almost like in the Hirot Zon type of mode.
Chatsheu into the Hirot Zon mode.
It's because of all the things that were, I mean, now you just say two things and you're done, but in the Svart, it had a lot more with Shaman Beitam and all the other things.
Shaman Beitam and Fuah Shlema Refuah Krova. It's a very good point. I'll tell you, I've heard Chassidim, I once heard the Boston, the Rebbe Davin, Mavochem HaChodesh, and he had a melody in minor. Interesting. Okay. First of all, the Hasidim always deviated, you know, somewhat from the, which is not bad. You know, it's okay. You know, they deviated somewhat from the Nusach. That's a good point. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Is this tefillah supposed to be answered?
The main should be at the end of every segment. In other words, Olim Akol. The Chayim of Shalom, Amen. The Sasun of Simcha, Amen. The Shalom Nechama. Three times over here, among the Chassid Nusach Sfar, they have about seven or eight times. So, okay. So, but it should be answered, Amen. And you should be careful when you sing a melody that you should give the people enough time to answer, Amen. Why not? Yeah. Shur Nechama. Yes. And then you. Why not? Why can't you say the Shulah Amen at the end and then say no more Amen again? Why not? It's another Shulah Nechama. I think so. Okay, gentlemen, I believe we did. Did we do the ending of Avarachamim? Did not do it. Yes.
Sounds like two words of some and they are just going together, and the two men at the end, one would get lost.
Did I do that? If I did that, I made a mistake. Gualosom meyabdus lecheirus. Absolutely. We go, Gualosom meyabdus lecheirus. Okay, very good. Okay. I make mistakes too. Okay, many people do the Mizmor LeDavid, Mizmor LeDavid, ho da da da. We all know that. Okay, the ending of the Avo Rachamim should be in this section, is it? I don't see it. We do have it. Okay, Kidoresh Domim Osom Zochor on the first page. Again, you're going to find the Misha Berachmo. Kidoresh Domim Osom, the first page. Osom Zochor. Lo Shochach Zahakas Anovim V'yomer Yodin Bagoyim. Pure Nusach Molei Givios Mochas Rosh Averes Rabo Minach Abaderech Yishte Al Kein Yorim Rosh. Let's try it together. Again, you have a touch of what we call Misha Berach mode, which is the Misha Berach section, okay? Together, Kido Reish Domim Os Lo Shochach Tzakas Anovim V'yomer. Back into regular minor. Yodin Bagoyim Molei Gideos Mochatz Rosh, not Mochatz, Mochatz Rosh Minach Abaderech Yishteh Al Kein Yorim. Someone should introduce Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecho Od Yehallelu Choselo. What happened here? Again? Why do you start with Kidoresh Domim instead of the Omer
Kidoresh?
It looks like the Omer Kidoresh Domim. The Omer Kidoresh Domim? Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. It's a tradition to start from Kidoresh Domim. Some start from the Al Yadei Avodecha Nevi'im. You can stop him, Yomer.
Yeah.
That's what
I told Cantor Gaffney 2 weeks ago when he was here. If you notice the way you started Ashrei, if you notice the way you started it, it's in the major chord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is I'd like to do the Omer in the minor chord, okay, mm-hmm. And then end in the major. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Yorim Rosh Ashrei. Okay, again, the Yinyana. Okay. Okay, that's fine, yes.
I mean, if you're really starting in the middle of a thought and without the two words behind it, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. If you really, I mean, it's just out of nowhere.
Miki Dorish Tamim.
It should be, if they say Chasav Leimor, Yel Lama Yomar Agoyim, and you're saying something and you start in the middle. And
I know, it doesn't give the entire concept. But we're relying on the people's davening that they should know where we are anyway, so you have the thought in your mind.
I'm saying even when
you say. All right. Maybe. It just happens to be a lot of people start from Kiddush Domim. All right, the end of the Hilas Hashem in major. The Hilas Hashem Yedaber Pi. Not Yedaber Pi, but Yedaber Pi. Vivorei Kol Bosor Shem Kodesho Liolom Voed. ואנחנו נברכו מעתו ביד עולם הללוכו. In major. Now you'll notice something here. We'll come to it. Listen again. תהילה סעדו שם ידע בפי. Together. this
with all due respect,
is it daber pi? I was told by Hebraists that it's a daber pi.
No, because it's not so
gochor,
but they don't do
it. No, so gochor. Daber pi? You notice he's saying yidaber. It's yidaber. Be-eh-eh. You're not yidaber.
Some people say it's not so gochor.
Some people say one.
All right, gentlemen, if you say yidaber, say yidaber. I say yidaber, okay? Okay. That's settled. Together. Now, this particular motif. Vivore kobosor, again, vivore. You'll find that same motif in the Chasi Kaddish preceding the Amida. Okay, we'll come to that in a moment. Together, again, it so introduces the Kaddish, this particular motif. You feel that the Kaddish is coming soon, the Musaf of the Chasi Kaddish. One more time. Very simple. Hallelujah, Shema Doshem, Kines Gov Shema Levado. Together. Kineskov Shemo. Don't say Shemo Levado. Yahlu Hashem Hashem Kineskov Shemo Levado. Okay. Now, of course, hold on. That's very good. And Nizmor LeDavid. I would like that to go into the Chasi Kaddish before the Amida. Now, throughout the cycle of the year, we'll come back. Eitz Chaim, Eitz Chaim, or Eitz Chaim, it's a beautiful melody. Now, you know who made that melody, who wrote the melody was a rabbi by the name, he's in South America today, Portnoy, Tanchum Portnoy. And it was made very popular by our own Cantor Sherrod Goffin. He began singing it in his shul, and it became very popular, and not only in his shul, but all over the shul, in all the shuls over the course of years. That it became like the like a standard Kila Kachtov, a beautiful melody. Okay, the Kaddish before the Amida. Every Kaddish before every Amida, gentlemen, has a special tune. Chatzi Kaddish I'm talking about. You have 13 or 14 different Chatzi Kaddishim before Amidas. One for Musaf of Shabbos, one for Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Musaf Yom Kippur, the same one. You have for Ne'ilah, you have for Tal and Geshem, you have for weekday Amida. Weekdays have a Nusach too, don't forget. Amis Mincha Shabbos, Yiskadal, Yiskadash, Shemei Rabo, Tal and Geshem, Yiskadal. Some say no. Some say you go back into the regular weekday davening, weekday Nusach. And some say no. Chilukei Deos on that. Okay, yeah.
It happens the first week you had this course, I was in Silver Spring, and Chazon Motzen was there.
Yeah.
He spoke about that, and he said the Yekis have more than 50 different...
Oh, well, that's about the Yekis now. They have a Kaddish for every occasion. For every Shabbos, there's a different Kaddish. No, they really do. They have a tremendous... And you really have to learn it. They have a lot of different melodies for their various Kaddishim. Not only Kaddishim, but many other tefillos throughout the entire year. Which, again, is a tremendous... And they adhere to it to such an extent that if you deviate from it, they get very, very excited. Anyway, so now, why am I giving you such an introduction? Because I don't hear very often, I hear it lately more, but this melody is not right for the Kaddish before the Amida of Shabbos. That's not the melody for the Kaddish before the Amida for Shabbos. You know, we sing it at the end of the laning, before Maftir, it's fine over there. It originated, by the way, by the Western European tradition, Zulzer and Lewandowski, for Friday night, for the Friday night davening. If you go into the great synagogue in Yerushalayim, whoever the chazan may be, you'll always hear it, right? They sing that melody for the Friday night, okay, with the choir and all. But the Kaddish before the Amida on Shabbos and on Shalosh Regalim, with one deviation in Shalosh Regalim at the end, right, is as follows, okay? Yiskadal v'yiskadash Shemei Rabo V'yolmo divro chirusei V'yamlich malchusei V'chayechon uv'yomechon Uv'chayeducho beis Yisroel V'agolo v'zimahan koriv V'imru omei. Second part is the same thing practically. Yisvorach v'yishtabach V'yispo'ar v'yisroman v'yisnasei V'yisador v'yishaleh v'yishalol Sh'meidikutsho b'richu. Then again, le'yelo min kol b'choso v'shiroso Tush b'choso v'nechemoso And that is the Nusach. Okay, I know. Some say I always say the Yesh Me'irah together with the Kohol. Some say you wait for the Kohol to say it, and then you repeat it. Whichever way is your tradition.
Rabbi Scroll says the second way.
Okay. Now, when you're davening on Shalosh Regalim, or not Rosh Chodesh, a different concept, there's different Kaddish before Musaf and Rosh Chodesh, but let's say Shalosh Regalim, you do the following. Le'yelo min kol b'chosso v'shirosso Tush b'chosso v'nechemosso Damiron b'yolimo v'imru amen. Okay?
By the way, the correct pronunciation of the word is the Eilo, not Le'yelo.
That's right. Le'elo min kol b'chosso v'shiroso. Or le'elo, or le'elo. Someone said to me,
You can learn it from the Le'elo and the Le'ra.
Le'elo min kol b'chosso, not le'elo, okay. Not le'elo, but le'elo min kol b'chosso v'shiroso. So again, the whole idea of ending off, Damiron b'yomo v'yimeruam, you know, the Nusach, when we call that, when we discuss me in Yonah, the Nusach phrases, the Nusach motifs are like a call or a signal to what is coming next. So the Chazan is his Shliach Tzibur, it's his duty to see to it that the davening is so uniformed and so well put together musically that he knows when to create this kind of atmosphere. So, Amiron b'yomo, I forgot Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you have to do that as well. And, of course, Shalosh Regalim, or even Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Pesach or Shavuos. Musaf is the Shalosh Regalim. What is wrong is the following. I know we're not doing Marav Shalosh Regalim. People do the following. The mode is different. Then they do. Is not correct. No. Why is it not correct? That motif. On Marav of Shavuos. Let's say Tuesday night you go to Davin. Is not correct. Why? Why is it not correct? Of course, that particular motif is reserved for Chazoras Hashatz.
And because it's Ben Yonah. Exactly right. And I don't do it that way. And everybody does it that way in the shul. They end off with davening for Yontif. They end off exactly how you said.
It is Yontif, but the whole idea is that there's no Chazoras Hashatz. You're not going to care. Okay. So Marv, how do you end off the Marv? Le'elo min kol b'chosso v'shiroso Tush b'chosso v'nechemoso
Tamiran b'yolamo v'yimru amen.
That is where you end off the Kaddish before the Amida of Maariv Shavuos, Maariv Sukkos, Maariv Shmini Aseres, Simchas Torah, I don't know.
I end off the same way that I end off.
Okay, that is the way we ended off. There's no Chazor Sashatz to Maariv, okay? And that particular motif is part of Chazor Sashatz. So you just end it off like you end off HaMaariv HaRavim, Ohev Amo Yisrael. Okay, just a point that we wanted to bring out. Yeah.
Since we're running out of time, a question that has to do, not necessarily with what we're doing here, but it really impacts upon Shabbos. On a Shabbos Chol Hamoed or Shabbos Yom Tov, okay, when you have the Shomer, when you have Yismachu, are you not supposed to do that b'nusach Shabbos and not b'nusach Yom Tov?
That's a very good question, and we have this all the time. Nusach Shabbos. Whatever tefillah, the question was, from Beresh, was, if you come across a tefillah of Shabbos Chol Hamoed, in the Amida of Musaf, let's say, which is of Yom HaShabbos, Yismichu, mainly, right? Do you continue with the Rogolim Nusach, or you go back into the Shabbos Nusach? The answer is, a Shabbos Tefillah has a Shabbos Nusach. So, you have to go back and forth, not easy, musically. So let's say you then end up, Mipicha Vodecha Komur, Uviyom HaShabbos, Shnei Chavosim B'nei Shonot Mimim, Ola Shabbos V'Shabbato, Al Ola Satomid, V'Nizko, V'ro Sheikho, Sheikho, La 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 La, right? Then Yismichu again.
A lot of
Sikurim
have Zeh Korban Shabbos
to Korban Kayom Kamu.
That helps you because then you can do Zeh Korban Shabbos to Korban Ayom Kamu.
Then Yismichu B'Malchuscha V'Shomrei Shabbos V'Korei Oneg. So you have to be able, you know, beforehand. Gentlemen, you have to review these things. You have to be able to be prepared. All right, you know.
I think we learned in one of the first sessions that somebody is supposed to be told, not on Shabbos that they're supposed to daven, but they're supposed to be told during the course of the week that they're asked to be daven for Shabbos so that they have a time to prepare, not only psychologically, but also from
a... Not only that, you know, Beresh, you know what I've seen in over the course of years, that's one problem, okay? A bigger problem, which I cannot even understand, is you go to say Slichos between Rosh Hashanah, you know, before Rosh Hashanah and then between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and those are very difficult tefillos. And it's difficult Nusach. And all of a sudden, who's going to say Slichos? Oh, you say Slichos.
Right.
Does this guy know what they know? There's a pismon. There are about 6-7 different ways of saying certain things. It's very wrong. You know, in the old shuls, they had a shamus who would be prepared well in advance, that he knew the nusach. Most of the people, they knew the nusach. And this is a very wrong thing. That's a separate item, but it's really very... You know, there are a lot of problems over here with Nusach HaTfilah, but let's take one step at a time, all right? Now, that was the Kaddish before the Amida. The Ovos, of course, we did the same Ovos, the Shacharis, with one exception. There's one change, and the change is in V'ne'emon Ato Lachyos Meisim. The Shacharis is what? V'ne'emon ato l'chayos meisim baruch ato ado Hashem t'shachos l'chayeha. Because of the concept of me'in yono nekadesh, we went into this fragish, okay? We went into the fragish over there. Here, to Musaf, we remain in Hashem Moloch mode as follows. V'ne'emon ato l'chayos. Baruch atah Abba Hashem, wow. B'chayei ha-meisim. Musaf is, that is Hashem Moloch Moloch, da-da-da-da-di, Shachar's, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- All right, so Why? Because again, the Musaf Kedusha is in Hashem Moloch mode. There are many melodies for Narizcha, many melodies for Kavodo, Mimkomo, Shema Yisrael. Okay, you know, nothing is, you know, is etched in stone over here. We know that if you go away from the Nusach a little bit with the melodies, you're not going to be, there's no love on in the Torah, but, you know, there's a certain tradition. And you should keep the melody Narizcha in, I don't want to go too much into it because Kenta Goffin did it last week, into the melody of a melody of major. Okay, so the I'll just go over the Nusach with you. A very good Nusach. You know, the old Young Israel melodies for Narizcha was, you may not have liked it too much, but it was which I heard as a kid. Da 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 da. I never liked it too much, but it was the melody, and it was the melody in the nusach, in the mode of the nusach, or na da 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 da, or na haritzecha v'naktish. Fine. All melodies that are in the nusach of kedusha, of musach. The nusach, in case you want to do nusach, na haritzecha v'naktishcha. Okay, Kavodo in the style and the nusach on the mode of Hashem Moloch. Kivoda Maleola. A traditional motif, Mishoresa Vishwalim Zeloze. Aye, become Kivoda. Lihumasam Baruch Yomeru. Now, even if you do sing melodies for Kedusha, which most of us do, it's a good idea to at least incorporate one of the four segments, you know, Nusach Ashkenaz 4, Narizcha, Kevodo, Nimkomo, and Shema Yisrael, to use at least one of them with Nusach. I usually do two out of the four, okay? And the other two melodies. But it's not a bad idea to show there's a Nusach Kevodo. And Nimkomo? Nimkomo, hu yifen berachamim. V'yochon am hamyachadim shema. Next page. Erev avoke b'choyom tomi. Tahamayim v'yahava shema omerim. So Kavod and Mekom are practically or almost exactly alike. Okay. Shema Yisrael, a different story happens. Okay?
Then,
well, some do minor and some do Fragish. Why Fragish? Because at the end of the it's coming to the end of the Kedusha, and the right and then what happens? The Chazor Hashatz is also in the Fragish. So it's a gorgeous melody. But I don't know if it's good for Hu'el Okeinu. That's one of Kenta Goffin's. He goes ballistic on Ereshos Shoshanim. All right. Shema, not the Fragish now. It's okay to Shema Yisrael. Fine, da 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 da. That's fine. It's a good melody. Shema, this is a Nusach. Shema Yisrael, Adushem Elokeinu. Fragish. Shem Echor. Hu Elokeinu. Avinu, Malkeinu, Moshiyenu. Fragish. Now a little move, a change in the what we call a modulation from one key to another, which is very common in Nusach. Vehu Yashmienu Berachamov Sheni. Back into the original. Back into Fragish. Ani Adushem Elokeichem. Imloch. Right, we say Avdarik Roshal Kostoy Mar. Imloch Adushem. Uvdivrei Koshecho Kosuv Leimor. Right. Imloch Adushem Yolam Elokai Tzion. Ledovodor. Hallelujah. From this point on, everything is in Fregish. Yes. Chazen.
Right.
Yeah. Chazen. You know, people like to say everything, so they say it also. Okay, you know, but certain things are said.
Not only that, but the chazen many times. That's why I added it, because the chazen many times waits after Ani Hashem Elokecha.
Right.
And that's not the case.
No, he should say that.
Right.
We did the Dover Dr. Shachwist. Before we go, we have 5 minutes. Okay.
Oh.
I know people have to go on the bus. The bus is leaving. Bus is leaving.
Never had to go anywhere.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So many people are not going on the bus. Because I'm meeting my family in New York, you know, hopefully when I leave. Okay. Tikanto Shabbos, and from this point on, the Dovah Dor, Tikanto Shabbos, Yom HaShabbos, Yismichu, Reseven Luchosein, everything is in. Fregish, Avo Rabo Mode, okay. Tikanto Shabbos, Rosi Sokor Benoseho, Siviso Perusheho, Imisidurene Soheho, Mianegeho, Leolam Kavodin Holo, Tolameho, Chaim Zohu, Vigam Ho Havim Devoreho, Kidulamokoro. Let's try from the beginning until there, together. Tikanto Shabbos, everyone. Siviso Perusheho, Im Sidurei Nesa. Miyanegeho Leyolam Kavod Yinechol. Mehos Chayim Zohu. Gam ho havim devareha kidulabach. As I said before, we have a nusach, and within the nusach, usually the nusach is in a particular mode. The mode, of course, is fregish, but there's room for modulation, and within the nusach there is modulation, just in a passing fashion. Okay, just in passing. So here's what happens. Oh, ain't the same thing. Back into Fregish. Next, the new pages. We have to get to the new pages somehow. Okay? The new pages for today. Adushem Elokeinu Lihakribo Korban Musav Shabbos Korou. Back in this, we're still in Fregish. Yehi Rotzon Milefonecho Adushem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Shetaleinu v'simchol yartzeinu v'sitoeinu b'givuleinu v'shom v'nhasem efonecho esko b'noscho v'oseinu t'midim kisirom v'musofim k'hilecho hoson k'hilecho hoson, right. V'es musaf yom ha-shabos hazeh Naseh v'nakriv lefonecho b'yahavoho ki misvas resonecho ki Moshe kosavto olenu besorosecho ayidei Moshe avedecho mipi chivodecho komu. Now you know, it's a trend today in many, many shuls, and people are in a hurry. They're in a tremendous hurry to daven, in a tremendous hurry to lane. I know, I was at a minyan yesterday, you know, they were. I heard the conversation before the person went up to daven shachris. You know, today we have 176 psukim in Parshas Noso. So it's your job, the shachris, to end off 5 minutes earlier. And as it is, they end off, in my opinion, 5 minutes earlier every Shabbos. So it's a night, which makes it 10 minutes earlier. And the laning was fine. Everything too fine. And if you finish 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, is it such an avla? I don't know.
You missed the bus.
You missed the bus. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but. It takes, I think it takes a lot from the davening. Sometimes I can't even keep up with the davening. And here's an example to counter Shabbos where you could move a little bit faster, but say the words out loud. Say the nusach, and you have a combination of different possible motifs to choose from. So let's go back to the whole Tikkanto Shabbos and probably end it with this. And you have, of course, a few other pages over here. The other pages, if you cannot finish over here, we cannot finish over here, obviously, can be found basically in the recording from that the Be a Baal Tefillah. And more or less, even if it's not 100% the same, is more or less the same, 90-95% the way we teach it at the Bell School. Let's go over the Tikkanto Shabbos, and you have a chance maybe with Yom HaShabbos as well. Alright, Tikkanto Shabbos, which is partially in part 3, and then we continue in the sheets that we just gave you this morning. Together, Tikkanto Shabbos, Rotziso Korbanos, Tziviso Perusheho, Mianigeho, Leolom Kovo. Chayim zochu, v'gam hohavim devoreho, idulo bochor. Just a temporary modulation into major, and that's part of the nusach. Oh, I hear sometimes people say, "Oh, that's for chazonim." No, it's not. It's for anyone who davens. You go into that. The Baal Teyt Tefillah used to daven that way as well. Used to, together. Oz, now Oz mi Sinai nistavu oleho, not Oz mi Sinai, Oz mi Sinai nistavu oleho, together. Oz mi Sinai nistavu, vatetzaveinu adushem elok, hakribo kobanu savsham.
Kimo sheko safto lein besoro secho ayedei Moshe avdecho imodecho kavur.
Now many people say obiyom obiyom da 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 da, but there are too many repetition of words. So kihil chosam kihil chosam. All right, the nusach for adu yom hashabbos and yisvechu. וביום השבת שני חבוסים בני שונות מימים ושני עשרונים מסורס מנחו ולולוב השמן ונזכור עולה שבת ושבתו עבולה
Vasatomid Venisko.
Let's write that together.
ושני אסלוני מסולס מנחו ולולו בשמן ונזכו עולה שבס בשבתו עלולה סתמיד.
It's like a semi melody over here, and that goes, which is in the Nusach, just the beginning, the first Yismichu, the first phrase of Yismichu has like a little melody.
Yismechu v'malechu secho Shomerei Shabbos v'korei onek.
Let's try that together.
Yismechu v'malechu secho Shomerei Shabbos v'korei.
Again, modulation into major.
Am mekadesh shviyi Kulam yisbeyo Sani gumi to the home.
Back into Fragish.
Uvashvi roti sabove kidashto. Chemdas yomim oso koroso. Zeicher lemasei.
Okay, I think that it's 9:30. I don't want to keep the people any longer, unless you feel it's okay.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Let me just announce to people that we have here. Andrew here was kind enough to bring us a CD of Vivaldi, which is going to cost $21.
I think that's the same price that we paid for it. I'm telling you. Yeah. It's a student price. Yeah. Yeah.
So whoever wants to buy it, please come up here, and it's exact change. Okay?
Or if you make out the check to Cantoral Council of America. What's that?
Stop recording.
Yeah, yes. Thank you, thank you so much.
Before everybody leaves, I just want to give a lot of the course to Barish. All the logistics.
That's right.
To Mark, for all the push in this. And last but not least, who's not here today.
Was here at the beginning.
Is Monty Tenenbaum, who is like the blacksmith pounding away at the horseshoe in order to get this through. So if you see him in shul and you enjoy it,
he's a former student of mine.
If it weren't for him,
my pleasure. What is your name again?
Erwin Goldblatt.
That's the big deal.
Cantor Goffin.
They don't want to go down to what we call the tonic.
You're still recording.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Dave. Actually recorded. Hold on.